If you look at a website these days, in code there seems to be a lot of CSS prefixes in use. Is that still a good thing to do?
CSS prefixes were a very odd thing. In essence, CSS prefixes, every time you do a dash something dash, know that this is experimental functionality. This is nothing you can rely on. This will change from under you, and there's nothing you can do about it, and you can stomp your little foot and be very aggressive. But browser makers have done prefixes for that purpose. The idea was, we want to try things out that are not standardized yet, and we want to make sure that it works before we standardize it. Insofar, it was a bit of a weird proposal, because developers, as soon as you give them functionality, they want to use functionality. We're not patient people. We don't want to wait for the standard to be finished before we can actually use it, especially when we compared a web with the native functionality on an iPhone, for example. That's where a lot of the web prefixes that we have right now are out there. Experimental functionality of the web, as defined in prefixes, should only be there for developers or for a certain amount of test users, but not for the end users out there. Our end users are not our guinea pigs. Our job as developers is to deliver content to the people out on the web, regardless of browser, of operating system, of connectivity, of ability, of language, of location. This is what the web is about. You as a developer subscribe to publishing things on the web. So you cannot say, oh, but you need this browser to make that work. So that's something, every time you say that to yourself, you should remember that this is what we did with Internet Explorer 6, and that gave us 10 dark years of terrible development where we had to write great things for some browsers and then something for IE6. So prefixes are, to me, a failed attempt at putting experimental functionality into the hand of developers, because people forgot that they're experimental and just started relying on them. And it's a big mess that we have to sort out right now, and I hope that in the future more browsers will understand what's going on. End users should never have to rely on that, because it's dangerous experimental things. And think of experimental functionality like a chemistry lab, like in the Muppet Show. Things explode and there's noxious gases everywhere. Don't rely on that. And that's what any prefix really was.
So you heard that right. CSS prefixes are essentially a thing of the past. You might have used them because they enable you to do nice stuff in a browser that looks really nice, but know that they're based on things that you shouldn't be using anymore. To show you what CSS prefixes look like in real life and what it means if you're using them in a website, we have a demo site set up with some nice examples on how it actually makes your website look different based on what you're doing. For instance, on the left, I have the same website running in Firefox as it's running on the right side in Chrome. And in Chrome, you'll see that this button has perfectly rounded corners, where in Firefox, it doesn't have them. Let's have a look in code why that is and then what we can do about it. If I switch to my favorite editor, I'll try and dig up the CSS file for this demo site. And in that CSS file, try to find the button that we're trying to make look different. In that selector, I see that we have two CSS prefixes, one for WebKit, one specifically for Mozilla. And though they are set to exactly the same thing, for some reason, the Mozilla prefix doesn't get picked up by Mozilla anymore. So the best way to check if this CSS prefix is still required is to check if the selector is already available as a standard. To check if the border radius property is already available in the standard, I'll just copy it from my solution and paste it into a tool like caniuse.com. And what the tool provides me with is the current status of that specific property as it is being currently supported by almost all modern web browsers. Now, because border radius is already available in the standard, I should be able to remove dash WebKit dash and keep it to border radius 1 EM. And essentially, because the thing we had for Mozilla is exactly the same, I can remove it just as such. Now we have just one border radius property left for all browsers. We can have a look at what that looks like in Firefox. Looks great in Firefox. Looks great in Chrome. And looks awesome in Microsoft Edge.